Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Mere Believer or Believing Follower. In many polls, a majority of Americans still claim to hold to some form of Christianity. Yet in one survey, when asked follow-up questions, only a small percentage of those claiming to be born again could be classified as having any credible biblical worldview. For example, only a small percentage agreed that, quote, salvation is a gift of God and cannot be earned. Survey upon survey and poll after poll repeatedly show that for all their professions, American Christians, quote unquote Christians, airbrush Christians, don't generally live any different than the world. Conclusion? Most professing Christians are not really Christian. Titus 1:16, they profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. In their daily activity, most professing Christians consistently commit spiritual treason. With their mouths, they profess Jesus as Lord, but with their actions, they demonstrate their true allegiance to sex, money, and self-fulfillment. In short, it's all about them, instead of being all about him. The great scandal of our time is the development of a theology that says you can live like the world and still be a Christian. This great scandal says you can be a believer without being a follower of Christ. Just one problem that is patently unbiblical and heretically false. To be clear, we are not saved by following, but if we are saved, we will follow. We will not follow perfectly. The issue is not one of perfection, but rather one of direction. Jesus said that his sheep hear his voice and follow him, John 10:27. That is characteristic of those who truly belong to Christ. 1 John 2:3 says, quote, now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. Liars claim to know Christ, but they do not obey him. Faith obeys and follows. One critical error of those in the easy believism camp is that they claim one can be a believer without being a disciple. I would argue that when you truly believe, at that moment you become a disciple. A fledgling disciple, to be sure, but a disciple nonetheless. In the Great Commission text of Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus began by asserting that he has all authority in heaven and on earth. Verse 18. Building on that truth, he commands, go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Note it carefully. Jesus commands that they baptize disciples. Without exception in the New Testament, when people believed in Christ, they were immediately baptized. They were baptized. Were they baptized as mere believers, or were they baptized as disciples? Well, of course, they were baptized as disciples, just as Jesus instructed. They were immediately seen to be those who have recognized Jesus' sovereign authority, verse 18, and were baptized as believing followers. Even the fact of their baptism demonstrates the truth that they are now believing followers. Lots of people want to claim to believe in Jesus, but the real issue is whether they have a faith that follows. Do they have a faith that seeks to obey? Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Matthew 7:21. Many profess, but the genuine are those, to quote Jesus, who do the will of the Father. To believe on Christ as Lord and Savior is to recognize his sovereign authority. True believers have a faith that follows. We're saved by faith, but there is a kind of faith that doesn't save. Terms such as obedience, surrender, commitment, submission, yielding, cost, hard, etc., when used in conjunction with discipleship, should be qualified. In saving faith, which results in discipleship, these concepts relate to the will, the heart, and not to outward physical works. Works are the fruit, not the means of salvation. Biblical terminology is safe terminology. But we should note that saving faith itself is an act of obedience. Paul both begins and ends his great treatise of Romans by emphasizing obedience to the faith. We are not saved by the obedience of works, but rather by the obedience of faith. But having the obedience of faith then demonstrates itself in the obedience of works. A saving faith is a faith that works. In salvation, Christ is believed on, that is, acknowledged, recognized, appropriated for who he is as Lord and Savior. This results in the person becoming a disciple who is a believing, learner, follower, adherent of the Lord Jesus Christ. Recognition of Christ's lordship authority involves abdicating self, dying to self in recognition of his sovereign authority over all that I am and all that I have. Allegiance to him is supreme. As one's God, Lord, he is also one's master by faith. By faith, he is embraced, and one enters into the lifelong school of learning from the master teacher. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.